Okay, hey guys. My name's Grace. I am hosting Monday after class shows. I hope everyone can hear me. If not, I'll probably be getting a message from my friends because they are tuning in to the show. So firstly, I just want to introduce myself a little bit. I'm a first year student here at Laurier and have been really enjoying it so far. Still in shock how quickly the time goes, though. It's crazy to think that it's already the second reading week is already coming up, and midterms have already been starting for it, which is just insane to me. I'm just setting that up. Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty insane. I have two midterms next week, so haven't had any yet, but I do know a few friends who have had midterms, so that sucks a little bit, but we'll all get through it. Excited that reading week is coming up. I'm just going to relax since all my midterms will be finished, which is really nice. Hopefully see some friends because it's a universal reading week, which is nice. And obviously get to see my family. I am from Ottawa, so I do have to take a 6-hour train ride back home, which is not so fun, but it's all right. Okay, so it's my first show, as I said, so excuse if this is a little rocky. I hope that like you guys can all hear me and this is all going well. Let me just test out to make sure you guys can hear me. Okay, I'm good, I think. Okay, so I'm just going to explain a little bit about how I want my shows to go. I think so far from what I'm thinking is that I'm going to bring a bunch of my friends on, hopefully for the most part. Sometimes it'll just be me because my friends are pretty busy with work, as I am as well. But I wanted to bring my friends on because I feel like I'm the most comfortable when I'm around them, and my friends are pretty funny, so I think it'll be entertaining to hear our conversations with one another. But bear with me because I'm still trying to figure out the ropes. So the weather so far has been nice today, very sunny, not too cold, which is very nice. A switch up from last Friday, though. Last Friday was dangerously cold, as I would say. Yeah, definitely did not go out Friday night because I could not handle that cold. But it looks like it's warming up. I'm not getting my hopes up, though, that it's going to warm up completely because it's Canada and the weather change is crazy. So I guess we'll see how that's going to work out. But yeah, so I hope everyone had a good first month of their second semester. I didn't really have too much work, which was really nice, but it's all kind of starting to hit me this week. I have a lot of assignments due this week and discussion posts, and readings to do. So that's not fun. And I definitely should have spread out my time a little better and done some of the work ahead of time. Last week I barely had any work, so I definitely should have managed my time a little bit better, but that's okay. I feel like that's normally how it goes as a university student. So I'm in communications. I like it so far, I think. I'm not too interested in the required classes for my program, but I think it'll hopefully get better third, fourth year, more like I think second year is kind of the same stuff, but I'm hoping it'll get better. But what's nice about communications is I only have two required classes, so I get to have a bunch of electives, which is nice. But the thing with electives is that it can either go really well for you or they can kind of screw you over in a way, because it depends on if you really looked into the description of the course, and especially the prof too. I'm always on Rate My Prof. I feel like that's something that I've learned in first year, is to make sure to check the Rate My Prof to see how good they are. Yeah, so I think for this episode, I'm going to be kind of talking about my journey of why I picked Laurier. I think I don't know, maybe not an interesting story, but it's touching to me, my story of how I chose Laurier. So I decided to say it. And if my parents are listening in, which I'm sure they are, because everyone I've told that I am doing this has told me that they're listening in. So they're going to be mentioned a lot in this story. But basically, to start it off, all of high school, I never really knew what I wanted to study in university at all. I would switch from field to field like every month. At one point, I wanted to be a surgeon when I was younger, a veterinarian, a writer, an author. Yeah, I wanted to do all that kind of stuff. But then realized what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. So that obviously changed, but I still really wasn't really passionate in anything. Which is fine. I feel like that's how a lot of high school students come into universities, that they don't really know what they want to do or take. Hence why I'm in communications. It's such a broad field that I feel like I can really go into anything after I graduate and go to grad school, hopefully. I mean, that's the plan, but you never know. For me, picking a university did not really depend on the program and how well the program was known at that university. I didn't really care too much about that. I mainly just cared about making new friends, making memories, while also getting an education. I mean, I am paying all this money. Well, yeah, so education is important, but I really just want to have a good time in university, find myself. I think that's a huge one. Become more independent, learn who I am. The program wasn't the biggest deal for me. But when I applied to universities, I did apply for journalism everywhere. That was where and what I wanted to do was journalism. But unfortunately, at the Waterloo campus, they don't have a journalism program. They only have it at the Brantford program. I got into journalism at Brantford, but I definitely did not want to go to that campus. I wanted to go to the Waterloo campus if I was going to go to Laurier. But basically, my entire 12th grade, I wanted to stay in Ottawa, where I'm originally from. I wanted to stay home, live in res, have the best of both worlds as I thought it would be, have a chance to go home when things were getting tough, but also be able to stay and make new friends and live independently. That's what I wanted to do. Don't really know why I had my heart so set on staying in Ottawa, but I did. And so I applied to universities. I applied to 3 programs at Ottawa U, got into all of them. And then once I got in, and I got in co-op in one of the programs, and that was kind of it for me. I was like, okay, I got in co-op. That's what I want. And from then on, my heart was set on going to Ottawa U. You know, my parents were very, very supportive on me going to Ottawa U. They supported it, but I could always tell that they kind of wanted me to go away to university because they know that I could. And my sister goes to Queens and absolutely loves Queens. I know that's kind of a touchy subject, Queens University for Laurier, but yeah, my sister goes to Queens. She loves it there. She loves her independence and everything like that. However, I was kind of scared to go away. I was scared to leave home, and I thought that staying in Ottawa was the best decision for myself at the time. So I did, and my parents were there with me. So I picked a bedroom. I put down a little deposit for my res room, and everything was pretty set where I was going. However, I never accepted Ottawa. I never did. For some reason, I think a little part of me was still unsure. However, I would never admit that to anyone back when I was in grade 12. Anyone would ask me was, oh, I'm going to Ottawa. I'm going in res, but I want the best of both worlds. I never showed any sign that I wanted to go away to school. So yeah, then comes the time where I had to accept a university. It was a week before the acceptance deadline was to accept a university. And, you know, my mom just kind of said to me, you know, why don't you just go down and tour Laurier? Just see how it is, you know, keep an open mind. You never know. You don't want to pick Ottawa and then regret picking it because you never went and toured Laurier. So she convinced me and we booked a tour 3 days before the acceptance deadline for university was. The entire time I was just saying to my parents, you know, I'm going, but I really don't think it'll change my mind whatsoever. But I went. I went with my dad, and I remember specifically walking out of that door and my mom telling me to keep an open mind, and I just kind of looked at her and I was like, I want to do this for you guys, but I don't think I'm going away. And she said, okay, that's fine. You do you. So I went with my dad, and then later when we were in Waterloo, we went for a late lunch, early dinner. And, you know, we were talking about it. He was asking me why I was so set on staying in Ottawa. And I just kind of, I don't know, I just said that I liked it and I didn't want change. And, you know, he kind of looks at me and he says the phrase, don't let the feeling of fear stop you from amazing opportunities. And once he said that, it was like something just kind of clicked in my head. I was like, whoa. For some reason, that instantly made my head turn. And I was freaked out that my head was turning. I was scared of not making any new friends, of missing home too much, of just regretting my decision. And two, Laurier is like 5 to 6 hours away from Ottawa, so it's not like I could just come home a weekend whenever I'm feeling down. So it was a huge decision for me. But although my head was turning, I showed my dad absolutely no sign that my mind was swaying because I don't know, I guess I'm stubborn in that way. And two, I knew that if I did show my dad that my head was swaying, he would immediately, like, pounce on me and tell me all the reasons why I should go. So I kind of kept it to myself. Then the next morning, we wake up to go on the tour. And immediately, just, like, something about Waterloo and being around in the campus just felt, like, so good to me. I can't even, like, explain what the feeling was, but it was a good feeling. I felt so good about it, a feeling that I've never had before, but a positive one. So anyways, we're going on the tour. It was nice. I liked how small the community was. Everyone seemed so friendly. I had never heard of anyone who had went to Laurier and who had a bad experience. Never. Like, anyone who went to Laurier, at least in Ottawa, always had a great experience and always had great things to say about the school, which was really nice. So that was also comforting to know that. And two, when my sister's 3 years older than me, but when my sister went to tour Laurier back when she was in, I think, grade 12, she told me that she could see me at Laurier. And, you know, that kind of toyed with my mind a little bit when I was looking at the campus. But I liked it. Everything was great. I wanted to have a single dorm. My second option was apartment style. And they had that here at Laurier, so I liked it. Then after the tour is over, my dad and I get in the car. And, you know, he looks at me and he's like, oh, so how do you like it? And immediately I am just in tears. I'm in tears. I'm a wreck. I'm so emotional. And he's like, what is wrong, Grace? And I couldn't get the words out. But somehow I was able to say that I think I want to go to Laurier. And that was the first and only sign that I ever showed of me wanting to even go away. I even applied at like Trent. That's 3 hours away from Ottawa. But to like show that I wanted to go 6 hours away was a huge deal for me. And so I was in tears. My dad looks at me and he just had like the proudest look on his face when I said that I wanted to go to Laurier, which was like, I still remember to this day. And it was the best feeling to know that my dad was really proud of me. So I said it and he immediately calls my mom and he's like, you know, like Grace wants to go here. And I'm like, they're crying. I'm like, yeah, I do. I really want to go. But yeah, I knew both of my parents were very, very proud of me for picking it. And I thanked my dad, and I still thank my dad to this day because I think he played a huge, huge role in me coming here to Laurier. And me being here at Laurier is still probably one of the best decisions I have ever made in my whole life. So I thank my dad for it. And it was a really special moment that I will always remember with my dad and I is coming here and touring Laurier. So it's a special moment for me about how I picked to come to Laurier. And I'm grateful I did. I have met so many amazing friends who I don't think are listening anymore, but who were listening. But I've made amazing friends here, friends that I know I'm going to be friends with for the rest of my life, which is really nice. Friends who have my back. It's going away to university and making friends, it's a different kind of relationship and friendship than the friends that I have back at home. I have friends at home who I have been friends with since elementary school, early elementary school. And the relationship that I have with my friends here, it's so different in like the best way possible. I can't describe how I feel when I'm with my friends here. I can really be myself. And although we've only known each other for, what has it been like, maybe 5 months now, I really feel like I've known them my entire life, which is so crazy. I mean, you're basically living with your best friends. You know, I don't know if anyone else has seen these TikToks. Maybe it was just me because I was going into first year. But in the summer, I kept seeing these TikToks of, oh, you're gonna like have a year-long sleepover with your best friend. And I never really understood it until I actually came to Laurier and went away to school and met really great friends that I realized that you literally are living with your friends, making memories all the time. When I wake up, my friends are the first people that I see. And when I go to bed, they are the last people that I see. Sorry, my sister just texted me saying that she is listening. So, hi, Julia. But yeah. And my sister, too, played a huge role in me also picking Laurier. I do have to, like, shout her out a little bit. My sister isn't, she's supportive of everything I do, but she kind of has a stronger head on herself and stronger opinions. So when I was said that I wanted to go to Ottawa, she always shut it down and was like, no, Grace, you need to go away to school, da 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 da. And when I did pick Laurier and accept it, like, to know how she was so happy for me, and she kept telling me that these will be the years of my life and I'm gonna make my best friends that I'll have for the rest of my life, I didn't really believe her because, you know, there's always those what ifs, but truly, I know a few friends that I'm gonna have for the rest of my life, which is really nice. So my sister was right, after all, and I totally did doubt her, and I shouldn't have. But yeah, I've met amazing friends. I think I have truly, I'm not all the way there yet, but I think I have found myself, and I'm continuing to find who I am as a person and grow as a person. I wasn't the most independent type of person in high school, like whatsoever. And that was a huge goal of mine, is to become independent and be able to have trust in myself and my opinions and where I want to go. And so, yeah, I really strive to be independent. And honestly, coming here has been the best way to try and grow in that aspect. I truly do think I have become way more independent. And I've grown so much as a person. This, who I was this time last year is completely different. And I think it's in the best way. I'm proud of who I am now. The person I was a year ago was not having the best time in high school, didn't have many friends, was not independent in the slightest, depended on so many people for my happiness. And now I feel completely different, and I have a different outlook on life too. I have goals that I want to strive for. I have ambition. I just think I'm overall a better person. My sister texts me, "Never doubt me. I am never wrong." So yeah, I love it here. And one of the huge thing that I was so scared about was missing home. I think that's why a lot of people decide not to go away. Of course, there's like different reasons for not going away to school, much bigger reasons, which I completely understand. But I think a lot of it is that people are scared, and I was exactly like that, scared to go away to school, and scared of, like, missing my mom and my dad. I mean, I've lived with them for 18 years of my life, and now I have to move 6 hours away from them and not be able to see them till either holiday, like Christmas, or reading week. Like, that's scary. But if I'm being completely honest, I haven't really gotten homesick. And I feel like that sounds so bad, but I do love my parents and I have amazing parents. But I think that's a reason why they're such amazing parents, is because they've taught me to be independent, and they've taught me to be able to live on my own and conquer things on my own. And that's what makes my parents so great. So I thank them a lot for giving me a bunch of skills growing up to be able to come 6 hours away and be okay and still find happiness in a bunch of other places that I never knew were possible. But yeah, obviously you have your tough moments where you're like, I could really use a hug from my mom or a hug from my dad. And I don't get the luxury of just going home for a weekend. My parents would always have me home if I was having a really rough time. I know they would. But I can't just... It's a lot of money, too. Trains are a lot of money. And I don't got that kind of money to spend. But yeah, obviously you go through rough times and you need your parents. But my parents are always just a phone call away or a FaceTime away. And it can get sad, but as I said, I have amazing friends who are always there to support me and have my back and pick me up when I'm down. And so if you guys know anyone who is thinking about coming here next year or moving away in school in general, it doesn't even have to be to coming to Laurier, I 100% say do it. You will only see... Two, like, if you go away to school and you really don't like it, you can transfer back home. It's not the end of the world. You can transfer back home. And that's what my parents kept telling me, too, was that I could transfer back home. You always have that option. It's nothing is ever set in stone, which is really nice. But at least you tried, kind of thing. So yeah, that's kind of my journey to picking Laurier. Let's see. Oh, also, I mentioned how I wanted to have a single dorm and or apartment style. I got neither of those. I'm in a double dorm, so I share a room with someone else, and I'm actually pretty close with my roommate, and we get along very well, which is so nice. I definitely could not imagine rooming with anyone else but her, so I am so beyond grateful to have her as a roommate. But when I did get the email saying that I was in a double dorm, I did have a little bit of a breakdown. I'm not gonna lie. I was so scared and so shocked because on the tour guide told me that I will for sure get either my first pick or my second pick. And I got neither. So I was shocked and sad. And I made my poor mom, my goodness. I made my mom like call Laurier to see if I could get switched out of a double dorm. And clearly that did not work out for me. But I do think it's the best decision that I am in a double dorm. One thing that I didn't realize about Laurier is it's normal to be in a double dorm. It's unusual, or not unusual, but it's not the norm to not have a double room. Basically, all the apartment styles are off res, or sorry, off res, off campus. So they don't really get the campus feel the way that someone who lives on campus does. Obviously, everyone has different circumstances, and some people, I'm sure, have made many friends in apartment style or single dorm. However, I have talked to many people, and they say that it is a lot harder to make friends being in apartment style or having a single dorm. You know, when I'm in double dorm, you're kind of forced to make friends. Two, I share like a washroom and a lounge. So I'm like always constantly going out of my room. So I constantly see people all the time, which is really nice. But yeah, I'm never alone. I always have either my roommate in my room or I'm hanging out with friends. You're just always surrounded by people, which is so nice. You can definitely isolate yourself, but knowing that you can isolate yourself and knowing that that's not something you want to do, you just gotta put yourself out there. That's one thing that I do kind of regret is I don't think I put myself out there as much as I should have probably at the start of the year. I didn't realize how fast everything goes by, and like a week went by as in like as if it was like 2 hours. No joke. I can barely remember a week just because of how fast it's gone by. So I didn't get to make that many friends. I'm fortunate that I have made an amazing group of friends and have a good friend group now. But I didn't, as my friend Jet would say, I didn't network as much as I should have. And so that's my advice to anyone going away for university and not having any friends like myself. I mean, I knew absolutely no one coming here. No one. So, is to put yourself out there. And two, everyone in O Week, everyone is trying to make friends. I promise you, everyone is in such a similar position that everyone is there to make friends. And especially like the first week of classes, just go in your lecture hall and sit next to someone who looks friendly, or, you know, just sit next to someone and start a conversation because everyone wants friends and that's what everyone is looking for the first week of university. I wish I did that more. I kind of stuck with the people in my building or the people I knew from mutual friends. And that's kind of who I hung out with. And I didn't really get to meet that many people. And looking back on it, I wish I was more outgoing and was more out there. But that's okay too. I still now have a great group of friends, but that is something that I do advise anyone who is going away to school to do. Yeah, so make friends, have a good time. That's what I'm doing, trying to at least. School is definitely hard, but again, everyone is in the exact same boat as you. Everyone has a ton of work to do. It doesn't matter your program. You're in university and it's hard no matter what program you're in. You have a lot of work. And at least for me, basically being in school, being in high school all of COVID, I hadn't written an exam since the beginning of grade 10. I haven't seen an actual test that was worth like full marks since grade 9. Like, isn't that crazy? So you can imagine I was like petrified to know the amount of work that university had to offer. You know, my sister kept telling me that it's so much work, but you can't really prepare for it until you're there. I thought I prepared for it well. I really did. I talked to my sister about the workload, how to prepare for exams, writing notes, how that looked, and I thought I had a pretty good idea. I did not, and no one did that I know of. Like, it's hard and it's a lot of work, but everyone is in the exact same position. So you just have to remember that if you're struggling, someone else is struggling, if not more than you. But everyone is in your same position and you're not alone at university. And two, I'm over here, it's what, early February, and I still don't have a place to live next year. Like, I still don't have a place to live next year. And that's, for me, that's crazy. Like, I don't know how I managed. I don't know how I got myself in this position, but I did, and I don't have a place to live next year. I have options. I'm not completely screwed. I have a good amount of options to pick from. It's just now worth actually picking what I'm going to do. But yeah, that's a whole other stressor, but I'm not letting it stress me out. I'm struggling a little bit, but I'm not letting it stress me out. Even though I probably should be a little bit stressed, honestly, about it. I mean, I only have, what, like 3 more months left? That's insane to me. So that's one thing that I do really have to get on, is finding a place for next year. Or not even finding, like, I have places to live, but, like, finding who I want to live with is the question. But, yeah, I feel like everyone, too, puts like this huge pressure on you at the very start of school to like find your people immediately and like find those friends for life. And it's a lot of pressure and it stressed me out for sure, especially when I was kind of realizing that I wasn't finding many girlfriends. I really wasn't, and that was and still is kind of a struggle for me. But the friends I do have make up for it, so I don't really mind as much as I used to mind. But yeah, there's a lot of pressure on finding those friends, especially too, like myself. I did have a group of friends in high school, but you know, they were kind of, you didn't know whether they were gonna last. It was always kind of rocky, or you could kind of tell that they weren't really your friends for life. So that's also hard when you haven't met your friends for life yet. Don't get me wrong, I have a solid, I'd say like 3 friends back home who I know will be there with me through my entire life. But one of my best friends did not go to my high school, so that's obviously different. But yeah, this pressure of finding your friends for life in university is huge. And I would say do not let it get to you. Although I definitely let it get to me. But if you could take some advice from me, it's don't put so much pressure on yourself. Don't stress so hard. Put yourself out there. Do everything you can do. And once you do that, just wait. Just wait. Be patient. Your time will come. Like, I'm still waiting for that for my group of girlfriends, but I'm sure I'll get there. I'm not too worried about it, because what does worrying do? Nothing. It doesn't help. If anything, it makes the situation 10 times worse. So there's no point in worrying about things that I guess you can help change. I can help change it. I've been trying to. But if you're trying, that's all you can do. And just wait. So yeah, with finding your friends at the very start of university comes finding a house. But let me tell you, I know so many people who have found their roommates within like the first 2 months of knowing them, and it's just absolutely going downhill. Because how well can you really know someone from 2 months? Like, really, how well can you know someone? So that's also the scary thing about finding roommates, is that you really haven't seen people's true colors yet. So that makes it even harder. But yeah, try not to stress about it. I'm sorry if you could just hear that gulp that I just took of water. Yeah, but I hope everyone is having a good start to their week. I had a very good start to my week. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on. And one of my New Year's resolutions is like getting up at a decent time and getting breakfast. And I've been pretty good at it. Thank you to my friend Jet, though. He is the one who is not getting me out of bed, but he's the one who gets breakfast with me. So I know that if I don't get up in the morning to get breakfast with him, he will be upset at me. So I have to get up. And I enjoy getting up and getting breakfast with a friend. It's always so nice. So that's been good. I did that today. And I got an omelet from the dining hall. I want to hear everyone's opinions on the dining hall food. I don't have too high opinions on the dining hall. It definitely has its moments. Don't get me wrong. It had like pop-up chef kind of thing going on for a little bit. And that was always good when they had the pop-up chef. They had sushi one time. I'm a huge sushi lover, and it was actually good. I'm pretty picky with my sushi too. And I actually like their sushi. They had boba once. That was good. I also love boba. Again, you're going to hear me mentioning Jet a lot of times, but Jet and I love to go get boba together. That is a huge thing that we do. I'm definitely going to have Jet on. He is a really good friend of mine and super funny, might I add. If he's listening to this right now, I'm totally boosting his ego, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm going to have my friend Jet on, my friend Oscar, Daniel, Christian. Like, I'm going to have my friend Cameron. I'm going to have my friends on 100%. It'll be entertaining, and I love talking to them, and they love to make jokes, and I like to laugh. So it's a good combo. But yeah, I had an omelet at the dining hall, and that was really good today. Good start to my day. I always get coffee. I will say I am a little bit grumpy without coffee in the morning, so I need that. I'm sorry if you guys can hear some, like, background noise. I'm not too sure what it is. I can hear it too, but I don't know what it is. But sorry if you guys can hear that. But yeah, that's a huge thing to start my day off on the right foot. And then I got to see my cousin today, which was really nice. And we basically studied the entire day together, which was so nice. Having productive days are so underrated. Like, they make you feel so good after you just had like an amazing productive day, got so much work done. And then I always like to like get all my work done during the day, and then at night I get to hang out with my friends and just relax with them. That's how I like to spend my days. However, a productive day does not always happen. So sometimes I do need to do my work at night, which is fine. As long as I get it done, I'm good. Sorry, my sister just sent me a really nice note. But yeah. So I hope everyone is enjoying this late night show, or I guess after class show. I don't know why I called it that. I guess because it's 10 p.m. I feel like that's pretty late in my books. I mean, it's like 10:45 now, so it's getting late. I hope you guys enjoyed it though. This is my first ever show, and I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty nervous. Very nervous. But I tried to like calm my nerves down and be like, it's okay, Grace. If I can't talk for the full hour or whatever, like I'm just gonna put on music. Which you guys will probably get like a good 10 minutes of music after for the last 10 minutes or so. I'm not too sure. I'm spitballing here. I'm spitballing. I did write a few notes down. My mom did tell me that that was a good idea. So I wrote a few notes down, but I didn't want to like write down too many notes because I kind of wanted to like come off naturally when I was saying things. So I hope I wasn't like all over the place though. Sometimes I feel like I'm pretty good at talking for a long period of time, but sometimes I get all over the place. So if that happened, that's okay. But yeah, let's think of what else. Oh, tonight I went to Wilf's. It was my first time like actually eating in Wilf's. I've like ordered food from Wilf's before. But it was because the dining hall was not the best today. So my friends and I headed to Wilf's, and that was really nice. Like just sitting down in a restaurant atmosphere was so nice. I haven't gone to a restaurant in I think I went Christmas break with my family, but it was nice to go with all of my university friends, and we just kind of was able to like talk, even though we do that every night with each other. But it was still really fun. And it was bingo night at Wilf's, and I had so much fun. I loved it. I was only able to stay for a little bit though, because I had a little meeting I had to head off to at 8:30. So I was stressing a little bit because I didn't know if I was gonna make it in time, but I did, which is good. But yeah, I've never been to a bingo night at Wilf's, and I'm definitely gonna try and go to more bingo nights because I had a lot of fun. And two, again, like my friends are funny, so I just laugh the entire time, like hearing them like sing the music and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited to hop on here next week at 10 p.m. again. I'm gonna be doing this every Monday after class show. Hopefully next week I will have a few friends to come and join me. I think I will because all my friends are they're pretty excited about this, and I know that they all really want to come on. So I want to let that happen. So yeah, that is kind of it that I have for today's after class show. I hope everyone has an amazing week. Start off your day well tomorrow. Get up at a reasonable time. Get some breakfast in you. Go to class. That's a huge thing. Going to class. My gosh, you'd think that would be easy, but it really isn't. Sometimes, like, you know, a class is not important, and you're like, I do have an assignment due tonight that I could be working on. And, like, you have to try to figure out what one you do want to go to. But my friends are pretty good at keeping me accountable. My friends are pretty good at keeping me accountable when I don't go to class, so I've definitely been going to class, trying to, a lot more often. Mom, if you're watching or if you're listening, I'm at class all the time. So yeah, go to class, have fun on the weekends, party with your friends, or have a relaxing weekend. I love having relaxing weekends. Last weekend, I had a pretty nice weekend. Friday, I went out with some friends. We had fun. Well, actually, didn't go out, just stayed in with them. And like, one of my friends has like Mario Karts. We played Mario Kart, and that's always so fun. So we love to like play competitions and stuff like that. So we did that on Friday night. Then Saturday, I kind of stayed in and just like relaxed. Had a few friends come and join me and relax with me. Watched a movie, which is always nice. But yeah, have a relaxing weekend or have a fun weekend. Do what you enjoy. And yeah, I'll see you guys next Monday. I hope everyone enjoyed this after class show. See you guys next week.